Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Barbara Howard. You would think the record 5.4 feet of snow in February would cause legions of leisure and business travelers to cancel their trips to Boston, but you would be thinking wrong. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch explains.
So much for Snowmageddon. The occupancy rate at Boston area hotels grew 7% last month compared to February of last year, and the amount paid for those rooms also rose by nearly 3%.
We're actually not surprised. Boston has a very strong and resilient economy.
That's John Hack with TravelClick, the hotel booking firm with those inside numbers. He says Boston was able to stem the losses largely because of its unique economy. People coming to town for universities or tech companies were able to shift their work around major snowstorms.
So to give an example, I didn't make the trip on Monday because my flight was canceled, but I may make that trip on Wednesday or Thursday or even the following week. It's deferred as opposed to canceled or lost.
And Boston hotels went into last month with strong advance bookings.
Overall, Boston is doing very well.
That's Andrea Foster, an industry analyst with PKF Consulting in downtown Boston. She says it's not just urban hotels managing the winter storms well. She says the heavy snowfalls gave a lift to some hotels outside 495.
Because the crews to remove snow, the crews to handle electricity issues, did move into several of these hotels and ended up staying, booking, you know, a month-long stay.
That's great if you're a hotel owner. It's also a good sign even if you're not. The fact that Boston area hotels were able to stay busy shows the economy was able to keep chugging, even while everything was frozen under a deep blanket of snow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.